I'm Majora Carter on The Takeaway and joining you all this morning. Happy to be here. And I got to tell you, this is a story that really surprised me when I heard it today. Credit scores are used by companies when hiring people. And we're joined today by New York
Times. Wait a minute. Credit scores?
Oh, yeah. Credit scores.
Like this is just for bankers, right?
No, not so much. They basically
really?
Like everybody. So, and I'm really want to hear more about this because I was a little flipped out. So we're joined by the New York Times Wall Street and Finance reporter, Louise Story, and looking forward to it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why are they using them?
So this is something that's been under scrutiny all year long because there's been a number of state senators speaking out about this, for instance. It's a common practice. It's actually legal. It's allowed under federal law to use credit histories in areas where it's relevant to the job that you're filling. So, you know,
like, for example,
well, maybe, for instance, an accountant's, you know, credit history is relevant because maybe you could argue that, you know, their history of paying bills on time is relevant to helping a small business pay their bills.
Okay.
So that would be, you know, but
sort
the problem is a lot of companies use them widely. And in fact, the companies that produce credit scores promote this and try to sell this data to companies. And they promote it along the lines of, you better know your employees' credit history, because if you don't, maybe they'll steal from you. There's not evidence proving that that's the case. But that's some of the way that these companies market it, like Experian market the fact that you should use a credit score, according to them.
So how long has this been going on?
It's been going on for years. But the twist that came out yesterday, which was an aspect on it that I had not thought of, is whether it's discriminatory. So, you know, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a huge lawsuit yesterday against Kaplan. That's the test prep company. You know, they do the SAT tutoring.
The Washington Post.
That's
yeah.
right. Washington yeah. Post owns. Right. And they filed a lawsuit saying using these credit histories of workers discriminates against blacks.
And could you say why?
That's the net effect.
Well, the net effect, they say, is that there are worse credit histories on average amongst this group. And so, therefore, they're not getting the jobs.
Right. They've got more in unemployment. So they're not paying their bills as much as someone who would have a job or things like that.
Well, and so what's horrible here is it can kind of make this bad cycle. You know, someone gets a bad credit history because they've lost a job, and so then they want to get a job to try to get back on their feet, but they can't get the job because of this credit history. Right. And, you know, the other thing that I was thinking a lot about when I saw this suit was there's been a lot of research and talk about how during the financial crisis leading up to it, subprime lending, some lenders targeted African Americans, Latin Americans with loans that were worse, under worse terms than they may have been able to get. But just because they were in these minority populations, there was some predatory targeting. So these people get these loans that were really bad, and the interest rates go skyrocketing, and it hurts their credit history. And
right.
now they can't get a job at Kaplan, and they've always wanted to tutor the SAT, and, you know, it's a bad cycle.
So this is another type of predatory practices.
That, you know, that's what the EEOC is alleging. We'll have to see how it plays out in court, but it's certainly a fascinating case and an important to this era when a lot of people have bad credit histories.
Absolutely.
Potentially precedent setting?
Potentially, yes.
Wow. Thank you. This is incredible.